Thanks for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew chapters 9 and 10, especially these words. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." So far, our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this non-festival half of the church year, we expect Jesus to teach us. Teach us, Jesus. And so he does. Last Sunday, we had the calling of Matthew, a reminder that Jesus welcomes every sinner. There is no one so bad that cannot be forgiven by Jesus Christ. And this Sunday here, we have Jesus teaching the way he reaches out to sinners. It's there in the Old Testament reading, as God elected Moses to be his spokesman. God came and spoke to Moses, and then Moses went and spoke to the people. It was a difficult job, but God chose Moses. It might have seemed odd, though. Moses wasn't a priest. Aaron was the priest, and yet God chose Moses to speak to and through his go-between. The law was given through Moses to the people. And Moses was the one leading them up out of Egypt. Of course, in truth, God did all the work. Moses simply did as God directed him. In our gospel reading, Jesus is teaching and healing, and he has compassion on the crowds. Isn't that a wonderful word? To love put into action. And so what does Jesus do for the crowds as he has compassion on them? As the Pharisees are teaching, as the people are like sheep without a shepherd, Jesus sends out shepherds into their midst. Those disciples are to go out among the people. It's a quick call, after all, to go only to those in the area, only to the Jews, not the Gentiles that will come and take nothing, because this is quick. There's no time to build up resources and wait for months or years. Go now, Jesus says. What are they to do? The same thing that Jesus had been doing. Heal and teach. Bring them what they need. Bring them Jesus. We have that today, don't we? That same office that Jesus was talking about, the office of the pastor. You've been given a pastor to stand and speak from God to you. Not that the pastor is better than you, no, definitely not. That's not the job of the pastor, to be better. But the pastor is the servant of all. Who is greater, the one who reclines at table or the one who serves? The pastor serves. What does the pastor do? What's the point of having one guy up here speaking? It's the same as it was when Jesus sent out those 12. Pastor is to do and give Christ, to give what Jesus would have us receive together in him. The pastor would speak the law of God and the gospel of God. The law reminds us of who we are, that we are by our very nature sinful and unclean, that on our own we cannot earn or work our way into heaven. But instead, God must do all the work. And God does. As the Father sends forth his Son, Jesus. Jesus takes on flesh. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, Jesus says. And the disciples say, the pastor now says. But the kingdom of heaven is Jesus Christ. He is at hand, proclaimed in his word, here is Jesus for you. Given for you upon the tree, coming to you again, declaring to you that all your sins are forgiven, every last one. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus Christ, crucified, given in the simple water of baptism, combined with the word, a life-giving washing. It's for you. It's for you. Jesus Christ, the kingdom being at hand, here at this very altar, in with and under simple bread and wine, that you would receive Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, is for you. It's that simple, isn't it? The job of the pastor is to give the gifts of Jesus to the people of Jesus. To proclaim the good news of salvation to sinners, and to give Jesus. How many hands can go into the baptismal font? Well, not many. How many do you need to distribute the supper? Well, not many. Jesus has given this office. We would hear from him. We would receive him. And together, our sins would be forgiven through our Savior Jesus and put away. We would be shepherded to the promised land of eternal glory. Yes, there's a lot into making a pastor. You probably know that. Undergraduate work and seminary and vicarage. There's a lot to learn, of course. And we demand a lot of our pastors. And we should. They should know Scripture. They should know theology. They should warn us of false doctrine. They should encourage us to be in worship together. They should give the gifts of Christ to sinners. But this isn't just about pastors. No, this is about you as well. For Jesus gives you something to do in this text here. Did you catch it? Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest. Yes, the harvest is ready. The laborers are few. We have never had enough pastors. We always need more. So pray earnestly, Jesus says, that more men would take up the office of pastor. You have a pastor. You can pray for all of your brothers and sisters around the globe whose congregations are vacant. You know what that's like. We've been vacant here before at Emmanuel without a full-time pastor. You know how difficult that is. You want one guy to be your guy. Not borrowing someone else's pastor. And so Jesus tells you what to do. Pray earnestly. Earnestly. Not once in a while when your church is vacant. Not once in a while. No. All the time. That God would send his church's pastors. That they would be faithful ministers of the gospel. But there's more, isn't there? There's more that you can do. Of course. It's pretty simple, isn't it? You can listen to your pastor. You can hear him as he speaks of Christ. You can repent of sin. How the pastor rejoices in that. And you can receive Jesus as often as possible. Isn't that what every pastor wants more than anything else? People packed into the pews desiring to receive Jesus? Of course. You can speak well of the pastor to people who are not members of your church. What an encouragement that would be for them to check out our congregation. Who wants to go to a church where nobody likes the pastor? Who wants to go to a church where everybody loves the pastor? You can join the pastor in this ministry of proclaiming the good news of the gospel. But the pastor himself cannot reach every person out there. I don't know all the people that you know. You know them. You can reach them by living your life as a Christian, by proclaiming Jesus in all that you do and say. You can reach them and bring them in to hear the good news of Jesus with us together, to receive his gifts of baptism, and the word, the supper, together. Isn't that what Jesus wants? As he has compassion on those crowds, he sends them shepherds to speak and to give. God has sent you a shepherd to speak and to give, that you would listen and receive the gifts of Jesus, that you would go out there and live as a Christian. In the name of Jesus, amen.